Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on striving. Striving to one's utmost against the inner enemy being nafs, and the enemy that one can't see, that is shaitan, and the enemy that one can see also, the physical enemy. So today's hadith will do to what extent the sahaba would go to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to strive against their own desires, to strive to show what extent that they would go in striving. An Anas radiallahu anhu qal, ghaba ammi Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu anhu an qitali badrin, faqala ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ghibtu an awwali qitalin qatalta al-mushrikeen, layinillahu ashhadani qital al-mushrikeen, layurinallahu ma asna'u. فلما كان يوم احد انكشف المسلمون فقال اللهم اعتذر اليك مما صنع هؤلاء يعني اصحابه وابرأ اليك مما صنع هؤلاء يعني المشركين ثم تقدم فاستقبله سعد بن معاذ فقال يا سعد بن معاذ الجنه ورب الكعبه اني اجد ريحها من دون احد قال سعد فما استطعت يا رسول الله ما صنع قال أنس فوجدنا به 82 ضربة بالسيف وطعنة برمح أو رمية بسهم ووجدناه قد قتل ومثل به المشركون فما عرفه أحد إلا أخته ببنانه فقال أنس كنا نرى أو نظن أن هذه الآية نزلت فيه وفي أشباهه من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهد الله عليه الأحزاب. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that my uncle Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu anhu, so who's reporting this hadith? The nephew. The nephew's name is Anas, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, and he's reporting about his uncle, who's also, his name is also Anas radiallahu anhu. His uncle's name is Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu anhu. So the nephew is reporting Anas about his uncle, whose name is Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu anhu. So he says, my uncle Anas ibn Nadhr was not present for the battle of Badr, and he said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was absent from the first battle in which you fought against the mushrikeen, the polytheist. If Allah Ta'ala gives me an opportunity to fight the mushrikeen, Allah will show what I will do. Now what had happened was, we know that the Battle of Badr had taken place. Initially, the Muslims went to intercept the Quraysh, the caravan of the Quraysh, and then the caravan of the Quraysh took another route, and they managed to bypass the Muslims. But the message had gone out, and Abu Jahl, others were adamant that now we want to go and fight the Muslims. We got a good opportunity to go and attack the Muslims and fight them. So now what was initially meant just to be 313, a small number going to raid the caravan of the Quraysh, now turned out to be a major battle against the Kuffar. So here, he, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, didn't go with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba at that time for this raid, so to speak. But it hurt him so much that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions went and they fought, and I wasn't present in that battle. It hurt him so much that when he met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was absent from the first battle in which you fought against the mushrikeen. If Allah Ta'ala gives me a chance, an opportunity to fight the mushrikeen, Allah will show what I will do. In other words, he was sincere, he was genuine, that I missed out that opportunity of being in the battle. But if I get a chance again, Allah will show what I will do. In other words, I will strive to my utmost. So when the battle of Uhud took place, the Muslims were exposed when a group of them left their post. So he said, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, Anas ibn Nadhr radiallahu anhu says, O Allah, I ask you to excuse what these people have done. In other words, they left that post that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked them, the Muslims, they left that post where they were told that they must be perched on top of that hilltop or that mountaintop, and they must guard that post. But they had left that, and how many Muslims were injured. So he made dua and said, O Allah, I ask you to excuse what these people have done, and I absolve myself from what the mushrikeen have done. So many Muslims had become shaheed. So he made this dua that Allah Ta'ala, what the Muslims have done by leaving their post, I ask you to excuse the Sahaba for what they have done, and I absolve myself of what the mushrikeen have done. He then advanced And Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu met him. Now he started advancing. And Hazrat Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu met him. So he said, "O Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, by Allah, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I desire Jannah. I can smell its fragrance from a place closer than the Mount Uhud." You know, the Battle of Uhud took place right by the mountain. He says, "I can smell the fragrance of Jannah even closer than that mountain." The mountain was right by them. Even closer than that, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. Ulama explain, there's one of two things. Either he could actually get the fragrance of Jannah, or he could visualize Jannah so real in front of him that that fragrance also was perceivable by him by visualizing Jannah being so close. So anyway, he says that I can smell the fragrance of Jannah from a place closer than the Mount Uhud. Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu said, "O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I was unable to do what he did." And now Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu anhu explaining that what Hazrat Anas ibn Nadhr did. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is the narrator. Now he's narrating this hadith and he's explaining that what had happened. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, now he explained that he met Hazrat Sa'd. This is what he told Hazrat Sa'd. And now Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is explaining further. He says that we found him with more than 80 sword strikes, spear stabs, arrow shots. In other words, he just continued going despite being hit all the time. He was being hit. More than 80 hits he took. But yet he was still fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine what level of striving that must have been? That more than 80 strikes he had taken, and not just one type of strike, strike from spear stabs, arrow shots, and also sword strikes. We found him that he had been killed, and that the mushrikeen had mutilated his body so to such an extent that he fought and he was mutilated, that none could recognize him except his sister, who looked at his fingertips. When his sister looked at his fingertips, she realized that this is the fingertips of my brother. In other words, to such an extent he sacrificed his body, his life, that even people that knew him couldn't recognize him except his sister, who recognized from the fingertips that this is my brother. Can you imagine what a level of striving that must have been? So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that we believe that this verse was revealed with regards to him and others like him. Which verse? مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُم مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. We believe, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is saying, the nephew is saying, that this verse of the Quran was revealed because of him or because of others like him. What it means is amongst the believers, this is what the meaning of this verse is, amongst the believers there are men who are true to the pledge which they made to Allah Ta'ala. What was the pledge he had made? That, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if Allah gives me that opportunity to fight the mushrikeen, then what Allah Ta'ala will show what I will do. So he made that pledge and he was sincere to his pledge. He didn't turn back at all. He continued and continued until his body was absolutely mutilated. This is what you call person that has pledged and fulfilled that pledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of being sincere, of being genuine to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us. Sometimes a little bit of a scare, a person is frightened even to go to the masjid, a person is frightened to attend the janazah, a person is frightened to help and assist his own parents. Look at Sahaba. And they were not frightened to give their lives, to be mutilated, to be hit, but Allah Ta'ala must get happy. So we should also build that courage and that strength, that whatever it requires us to do to please Allah Ta'ala, we are prepared to do it, even if it means our life going, and not only the life going, even if it means our body being mutilated for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, we are happy with that. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.